Our radio play for this week is entitled Repayment. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. A great ocean liner is about to sail. A man, standing near the gangplank, glances anxiously around the pier and then approaches the purser.
Excuse me, Professor.
Yes, sir.
Has the passenger for cabin 144 been checked in yet?
Cabin 144. Just a moment, sir, I can tell you. No, sir. Not checked in as yet, sir.
You're quite sure?
Quite sure.
Thank you. I was beginning to fear I'd missed you.
Oh, I beg your pardon, madame.
Oh, not at all. It was my fault. I should have been looking where I was going.
Your ticket, please, madam.
Here you are.
Cabin 72, Sardi Mazarin. Are you Sardi Mazarin?
I am.
Sure. Show this lady to cabin 72.
Right, sir. Oh, here comes my friend now, Professor. Will there be time for me to see him to his cabin?
I think you'll have a few moments before we sail, sir.
Cabin 144, Arezzo.
Arezzo? I thought you would miss the boat.
Lindum. You here?
Cabin 144, Otto Arezzo. Sure. Show the gentleman to 144.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir. This way, please.
I didn't expect to see you here, Lindum. I thought I'd find the
other... Quiet. Wait until we're alone, Arezzo. Cabin 144.
Ah, here you are, Stuart.
Thank you kindly, sir.
Well, we are alone, Blindham.
Yes. And here is a treaty which will ban the colonial powers to refuse to recognize Granovia as a world power. This must reach Washington with all possible speed.
I shan't waste any time, Blindham. I shall have less than one day in New York.
Be extremely careful. The government of Granovia will set spies on your track to get this secret document.
I shall be careful. I will see that no strange men offer me drinks at the bar, and I won't be inveigled into any card game in the smoking room.
Good. I knew you were the man for this job.
This is the greatest moment of my life. In carrying this treaty, I'm making my mark in the diplomatic service.
You are. If you do not fail.
I shan't fail. I'll watch for all suspicious characters who may be shadowing me.
I am sure you will, Bretzo. I do not expect that you will run into difficulty until you reach New York. Your sailing has been a profound secret. No one but you and I knew you were sailing on this boat.
Well, we are ready to sail. I'll go on deck with you, Blindham.
Well, you ought to have a good time on this trip, old man. Hey, I bumped into a stunning looker. She's in cabin 72.
Cabin 72? I remember that, Blindham. If you say she's worth looking up, she is. You are a connoisseur of beauty.
Well, I know what I like when I see it.
Ah, they're clearing the gangplank.
Oh, wait for me, please. Well, bon voyage, old man, and good luck.
Thanks.
Stuart, where is cabin 72?
72? One deck down to the foot of that companionway there.
Thank you very much. Sadie. Sadie.
Who is it?
Yano.
Yano. Well?
He's on board.
You are sure?
I have just seen him.
Splendid. His cabin number?
144. We have been fortunate in having such delightful weather on our voyage, no? Haven't we?
Yes, very.
Have a cigar?
No, thanks.
I have not seen you at the bar since we sailed.
No?
You may not know. They serve the best highballs on the seven seas on this boat. Will you join me?
Thanks, just the same. I am not drinking.
We dock tomorrow. This is your first trip to America?
Excuse me. I see the friend I've been waiting for.
Of course.
Sadi,
You're here at last.
Oh, Otto, have I kept you waiting too long?
You could always keep me waiting, Sade, as long as you didn't make me wait in vain.
Oh, you charming boy.
Will you have a cigarette?
Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, you have forgotten. This is not my favorite brand.
How stupid of me. Will you excuse me a moment? I'll step into the lounge and get your favorite for you.
Would you? That is very sweet of you.
Don't go away. I'll be right back.
All right.
You doffed your handkerchief, madame?
Why, so I have.
Allow me.
You talked with him?
I tried to, but he turned out to be a monologue. He will not mix. Now, you stay with him for a while. I will have a look in his cabin for the treaty as soon as the concert starts.
Very well.
Your handkerchief, madame.
Thank you, sir. Look out. He is coming back.
Ah, here you are, Sade. I wasn't long, was I?
I hardly had time to miss you.
I see the ship concert is about to begin. Shall we go in now while we can still find seats?
Perhaps we had better.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There are two chairs here, Sade.
Oh, yes.
We are going to open our concert this evening with the ship's orchestra, our soloist, Miss Davidson, and our junior officers' quartet in their interpretation of O Lemuel.
O Lemuel, my love, O Lemuel, my beau, I'd want to give a ball tonight, I'll have you for to know. But if you want to dance, just dance outside the door, because your feet so very, very large. Dear, cover all the floor. Oh, lem, you are safe. Go down to the cotton field and bring the boys away.
Go down to the cotton field, go down, I say. Go down and call the nigger boys off. We'll work no more today.
Oh, that was lovely.
Yes, it was.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a selection played for us by our ship's orchestra.
You know, I feel foolish holding this overcoat on my lap. I'll just run down to my cabin and leave it. Will you excuse me?
No.
What's the matter? You look frightened, that's for sure.
Do I? Well, perhaps it is because I am afraid I shall not be able to reserve your chair for you.
I'd hate to risk that. So I'll sit and nurse the coat a while longer.
Oh, splendid. I am so happy you have decided not to leave me, Otto.
Why, Sade?
Oh, well, because this is our last night together. We get to New York tomorrow, you know.
I've been trying to forget that, Sade. It's been such a heavenly trip. With you?
Do you think so, really?
I do. I hope you haven't been bored.
Bored with you? Oh, don't be silly, Otto.
I'm glad if you haven't been. You're wonderful, Sade.
Oh, you must not say such things.
Why not? I mean it.
But this is not the place to tell me. Besides, we are disturbing those around us. Now, listen to the music.
Sade, there's a man staring at you from over there at that door. Do you know him?
Oh, well, no.
He tried to start a conversation with me just before I met you. I don't like his look. I'll go over and give him something that will prevent him from looking at anything for a while.
Oh, no, please. You must not make a scene. This is not the first time men have stared at me.
I know, but this man is so bold.
Oh, I am quite used to handling that type. It is better just to ignore him. Oh, Otto, I'm terribly sorry, but my head has started to ache so.
Ah, this is stuffy salon. Come on, let's go out on deck. Some air will fix you.
No, I'm afraid this is going to be one of the blinding kind I am subject to. I had better go to my cabin.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Because you're suffering, of course, but also because this spoils our last evening together.
Oh, I am sorry too, believe me.
You can prove that.
How?
By promising to see the sights of New York with me.
Oh, I cannot promise that just now.
They tell me there are speakeasies all over town.
Speakeasies? What is that?
Places where they serve drinks. You see, America has what they call prohibition.
No liquor can be bought or served publicly.
Oh, how interesting. And so they do their drinking in speakeasies, and that makes it legal.
Oh, no. If the police find out the location of these places, they raid them.
Oh, indeed.
Oh, yes. They tell me there are raids every night. That's what makes drinking such a popular sport.
Well, it sounds thrilling, Otto. And you tempt me greatly. I shall see if I can arrange my time to go with you around New York.
I am counting on it. Ah, here we are at your cabin. Good night, Sadie.
Good night, Otto. Yes, Otto?
Yano.
Did you get the speedy?
No, it is not in his cabin.
Oh.
I went through everything.
Oh.
He must keep it in his clothes. Well, what are we going to do? We land tomorrow.
You leave it to me, Yano. I think I will be able to get it away from him.
But you have said goodnight to him.
We still have tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes. He has asked me to see New York with him. I did not accept his invitation until I could find out how you made out. Now I shall accept. I have a marvelous plan to get it treated.
What is it?
You will find out tomorrow.
Well, Sadie, here we are in a speakeasy.
Oh, how exciting. And where are we? What street, I mean?
1020 West 52th Street. Right around the corner from a police station. Isn't that a good joke on them?
Oh, splendid. Will you excuse me, Otto, while I powder my nose?
Well, certainly. I'll order our drinks while you're gone.
Operator. Give me the nearest police station. Quick, please. Police, if you raid 1020 West 52th Street, you will find a speakeasy. Yes. And you had better search all the patrons. Some are carrying guns. Well, I was not gone long, was I, Otto?
I hardly had time to miss you.
Oh, that is what I said to you on the boat.
Oh, the police. Sadie, we are in luck. We must be coming to raid this place. We shall see some excitement after all.
Yes, we shall.
Stand right by your arm. This is a raid. You're all under arrest.
No. Sadie, I must be arrested. We've got to get out of here.
Here, where do you think you're going? You're staying right here. I guess I'd better frisk you and see if you're one of the boys with a rod we were tipped off about. Stand still.
I am not to be searched. I am absolutely...
Shut up and put up your hands. Hey, what's this legal-looking paper? Whereas Grenovia is a semi-barbaric state...
Stop! Call my consulate. I claim diplomatic immunity.
Hey, you newspaper boy.
Yeah?
Here's a story for you.
What is it?
Something about a bunch of countries that won't recognize Grenovia as a nation.
Hey, let's have that. That sounds like a well
story. I'm ruined. Within an hour, the story of my secret mission will be published to the world.
Yes. And when you go back to your country in disgrace, give your superiors regards in the love of Sadie Mazarin of Granovia.
Sadie, you are a spy? You did this?
I am working in the glorious cause of my country.
So was I. Now I've lost it. There is only one thing left for me to do now.
Otto, what are you going to do?
Make repayment for what I have done for my country.
Here, give me my gun.
Give me my gun.
Don't let him shoot me, officer.
Shoot you? So this is for me.
The story which suggested today's radio drama will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Thank you. Our radio play for this week is entitled The Love Doctor. It is a dramatization based on a story, which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast.
Yes, yes. What is it?
Are you the love doctor?
Oh, who sent you here?
A woman at the Elite Beauty Shop gave me this card.
Oh, oh yes, of course. Come in. Come in.
Thank you. My name is Anna.
That's all right. Come this way. In here.
Oh, it's awfully dark in here.
Your eyes will get used to the dark in a minute, dearie. Darkness brings rest. Darkness brings power. You'll find a chair over there.
Yes, I found it. Thank you.
What can I do for you, dearie?
I want you to help me. I want to get my boyfriend to propose to me.
Before I start our consultation, let me get in the proper mood. I'll just put this record on. Now, tell me about him, this boyfriend of yours.
Oh, he's just wonderful.
I'm sure he is. But that doesn't give me a very clear picture of him. Is he light or dark or short or tall?
Oh, well, he's dark.
Oh.
And light, too.
Oh.
Sort of a light dark, if you know what I mean. And when we stand beside each other, I come just as him.
Yes, I see. And he's never given you any hints about his plans for the future?
Oh, yes. He's going to be an engineer someday. He's studying for that in his spare time.
But I mean about your boyfriend's plans for the two of you. What's he said about them?
Oh, he's never said anything about that kind of plan.
Well, my magic ought to bring about the desired result. But the truth is, we'll call for dark magic, which will be rather expensive.
Oh. Well, how expensive?
This demonstration of my powers will cost you $100.
$100?
In advance.
But I only have $20 with me.
Well, you can pay me the $20 now and the rest later.
All right. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Now, here's the charm bag. Wear this around your neck.
Yes.
Never take it off, or your boyfriend will leave you forever. And here, in this box, is the magic powder. It's made of the ground-up bones of a dead man, famed as a lover.
Oh.
Drop a pinch of it on your boyfriend's shoulder when next you meet. It will have the result you seek.
Let's sit on the steps for a few minutes, Toby.
All right.
Oh, gee, I had a grand time tonight.
I'm glad to hear it, Emma. I had a swell time myself. It was a pretty good picture they had at the Central tonight.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Why, it was wonderful.